Hello, beauties. Welcome to my show, Power and Pleasure, All Things Women's Health. I'm your host, Kim Billick. I'm a women's empowerment and sexual health coach, Reiki master, yoga therapist, and occupational therapist. This podcast is going to be raw and juicy. And yes, we'll be talking about all things women's health uncensored. We'll be talking about periods, hormone health, sex, pleasure, pregnancies, all those things that may be going on down there that are making you feel uncomfortable. Anything that you may be feeling scared or ashamed to talk to your doctor about, your partner, your girlfriend, let's just consider this podcast Real Girl Talk. Be sure to check me out on Instagram at kimbillick_ or my website www.amala-living.com. Hello, beauties. Welcome back to my show, Power and Pleasure, All Things Women's Health Uncensored. My name is Kim Billick and I'm your host. And today I want to talk about the power of our period. Actually, more specifically, I want to talk about the power and I'll say the magic of our menstrual cycle. The reason why I say our menstrual cycle is because I feel like in a lot of cases, there's this misconception that our period, our menstrual cycle is just at the time of our bleed. Well, yes, our period is at the time of our bleed, but our menstrual cycle is all month long, every single day of the month. And as we move through this cycle, we experience different energies, and it's related to the shift in our hormones. And as we move through each phase of our menstrual cycle, I say there's different superpowers or different magic that can happen with that. And that's what I want to get into a little bit more in today's podcast. And I really want to just highlight the positivity around our menstrual cycles, because I feel like society in general, there's a lot of taboo and a lot of shame, and there's a lot of women don't like their menstrual cycles. But when we take the time to really connect to our body, connect to our womb, and just what our body is trying to tell us. And this could be a pain that you're feeling, or an emotion that's coming up, or even just, like I say, the energy, like you having more energy at a certain time and less energy. These little subtle things that we start to pay attention to, it is our body speaking to us. And when we could really tap into that, that's when we get to work with our menstrual cycle and use it to our advantage. So I'm going to get into this a little more. And before I say that and get into this more, I want to remind you women that we are not linear like men. We have ebbs and flows, and these ebbs and flows, kind of like I already mentioned, are related to our hormones. So right now, I'm giving you permission, and I want you to give yourself permission that you are allowed to have days where you don't want to do anything. You are allowed to have days where you just want to be alone. And then you're also allowed to have days where you're feeling super sexy and you want to be a social butterfly and you want to be extra loud and you want to be out in public and doing all the things. We are allowed to have all these moments and all these experiences and energies. So give yourself permission. And as you tap in to your body, into your womb, like I said, you will understand more when you are in these moments where you want to draw back, where you want to be more social. And then you could kind of plan your social schedule around this. You could plan your work schedule, like when to pitch that great deal, when to ask for that raise. You could also just, if you're doing new things with the family, there's a certain time of month that may be a good time to try something new with the kids. So I'm going to get into this more right now. And I'm going to start with the follicular phase. And this is around days 7 to 12 is considered our follicular phase. And let me just say this right now. So day 1 is the first day of your bleed. So that day you get your period, this is when you are going to begin tracking your days. Day 1 of your period is day 1 of your cycle. So what I'm going to speak into right now is your follicular phase, also known as pre-ovulation, and this is around days 7 through 12. So I'm giving a ballpark because every woman is different. I know a lot of times if you're reading in books, they talk about a 28-day cycle or a 29-day cycle, and that would be like the perfect cycle, but none of us women are exactly on the same cycle. And I'll even speak to myself. I'm pretty regular a lot of times on a 29-day cycle, but there's some months, if maybe I'm a little bit more stressed, that it comes on day 32. So don't get stuck on a whole 28, 29 day cycle. And this is why I will give some ballpark days of roughly what the average is as we move through these phases. So follicular phase starts around days 7 through 12, estrogen and testosterone begin to rise. And as these hormones rise, your energy, both physically and mentally, also begin to go up. And with this rise and having more of this mental energy, you are thinking more clear, you have more reasoning. And so if you have this tough conversation that you've been putting off, this may be a good time to have it, because you are going to be thinking more sharp and you're going to have this conversation with less emotion and more logic. Also, with this mental clarity, you're feeling less fearless and willing to take more of a risk. And so this could also be a good time that if you're in the business world, you're a businesswoman, you're an entrepreneur, that you could be doing your presentations. You know, you're in front of people, you're okay with speaking. You also have more drive during this phase. You have more enthusiasm. And this is when our creativity begins to kick in. Ideas may be coming in. And so use this energy to your advantage and create, execute, get your work done now. Whatever the work may be, whether it's creating a book, writing a book, growing your business, whatever this work is in your life, this is the time to do it. Plan your marketing meetings now, any kind of presentations, if you're doing a workshop, something like that, where you're in front of people and you're speaking. This is the time to do it. Not that I want to promote you overworking, but if you do have a heavier work schedule, this is the phase that you will be able to handle a little more work. And I should say, not even just business work, but if you have something new you want to try with your children, or you're moving, something that takes a little bit more energy in the family life, this is also the time to do it. And speaking to doing things with the family, if you are, you know, you have a toddler in the house and you're doing potty training, and I know that's more than a 1 week process, but this could be the time to start it initially, because you do have more patience. So something that you want to try new with the kids, something you want to just try new for yourself that, you know, could be a little bit more mentally and or physically exhausting, this is the time to do it when you have more energy and more patience. So during this phase, saying yes to things that are speaking to you, but I want you to remember not to overdo it and overbook yourself, because this energy is only going to last for a couple weeks. And then when we get to the other side of ovulation, which I'll speak into more in a moment, your energy is going to get a bit lower. So if we say yes to too many things right now, and then all of a sudden 2 weeks rolls around and you're like, oh, I just don't have the energy to do this. I'm not in the mood. I'm feeling a little grumpy. I don't want to be around people. So just being mindful of not overbooking yourself, taking advantage of this energy, but not overbooking yourself. So saying yes to things that are a clear yes to you. If it's kind of, I'm not too sure, then have the courage to say no. Something my business coach always would say to me is, if it's not a clear fuck yes, it's a no. So just remember that one. Next, I want to get into ovulation. This is days 13 through 16, but can run up to day 21. At this point, estrogen and testosterone are at their highest point. And with this, us women, we are generally feeling queen of everything. This is a time you probably wake up one morning and you're like, damn, I feel so sexy. I want to put on that hot, sexy dress or those tight pants, those jeans, whatever it may be, whatever is making you feel like you are a queen, which you are a queen every single day, but we're just feeling more in ourselves at that time. We may be feeling more horny. We can't get our hands off our man. Or if we're not in a relationship, we may be more into our self-pleasure practices at this time. But we are just on top of it all. We have a lot of confidence and we are feeling super present. And we just want to do. Now, like I already mentioned, it's great to do at this time, but don't overdo it. So then we're not going to feel exhausted as we go into our luteal phase, which I will speak into next. So as I already said, you may be feeling very confident, more horny. You got that sex drive is up, and it's because nature's smart. This is the time we're ovulating. This is the time nature is preparing us to potentially have a child. And if you are calling this into your life, yes, this is the time. But if you aren't calling a child into your life during this time, that is completely okay. But you get to use this beautiful energy to create whatever you are wanting in your life. So sexual energy is very powerful, and I'm not going to get into too much in this episode, but think us women, we have the power to create a human. And with that same energy, that sexual energy, we have the power to create whatever we want in our life, whether it's a new house, that dream job, that trip you've been wanting to go on, more money, better health, that king that you're calling into your life. Or if it is that child you're calling into your life, right? We have the power to manifest and create anything that we are really desiring. So use this time, use this energy to create. And with that, take a moment, sit down, reflect. What do I want to manifest into my life in this next cycle? What am I calling in? What do I desire, right? So during this phase, I already said we got a lot of confidence, and you may notice that you're feeling more social. So plan that girls' night, plan that sexy date night, whatever it may be. You also are probably feeling more productive because you have more of this energy, more expressive. The creativity is just really flowing. And for you fitness women, I will say this. This is the time when you are going to build the most muscle, the most strength. So use this energy. This is a good time to do if you are wanting to do your HIIT classes and your heavier lifting, and we have the energy to support that, right? And one thing I will say, and I'm not going to get into it too much, but you may notice around this time, and it's just the fluctuation of our hormones, that you may not feel as hungry. But as we get to the next phase, that hunger will go up. So I will speak into that in a moment as well. So I'm going to say just one more time, just remembering not to overdo it in this phase, because after ovulation, we move into the luteal phase, or also known as your premenstrual phase. And so this is around, you know, day 22, day 23, until we bleed, until we start our menstruation. And so as we get into this phase actually has two parts to it. And at the beginning of the luteal phase, you may not notice a huge shift. The estrogen's still kind of high, testosterone's still kind of high. So we're still having the higher energy, the more confidence. But as those levels are slowly starting to drop, our progesterone is starting to rise. So in the second phase of our luteal phase, this is where you may really notice the shift in your energy. And it's during this time that the estrogen really begins to go down. And this is where you may start to feel maybe a little more anxious. And on top of that, testosterone begins to fall as well. And with this fall, this is where you may notice you are starting to doubt yourself. And both with the feeling anxious or the self-doubt, this doesn't happen for every woman, but if it's going to happen, this may be the time that you may notice it. So anything that I have already shared, this is what you may be experiencing. But I want to remind you once again, every woman is different. So if I share something and you're like, this doesn't sound like this is me, that is okay. But I'm just letting you know what you may be experiencing through these phases. So now that you've heard it, you could kind of tap in and be like, oh, okay, this is why I'm feeling this at this time. Oh, this is why I'm feeling this at that time. So just to create that awareness, but it's not set in stone that every woman's going to feel this way. So getting back to our luteal phase, during this time, you may notice that your energy is starting to drop as well. And maybe you aren't as social. And so I want you to give yourself permission at this time to be by yourself, to slow down, spend more time at home. And with this, take the time to come back to your body, to your deep knowing, to your truth, and just really listen to what is coming up, to those things that I was talking about earlier. If you are feeling any physical stuff in your body, aches, pains, discomfort, what emotions are coming up, thought patterns, energy, just really coming back and sitting with it and being like, why is this here? And I want to really even just stress the emotional side. You know, there's that, oh, she's PMSing and she's being moody or being crazy. You're not being crazy. And if you are having moody phases, especially if it's every single month, take a moment and think, what is coming up? Why do I feel moody? And you're going to have to track this for a couple months, but as you reflect on this, if it's the same thing coming up every month, then you need to ask yourself, or you get to ask yourself, what am I not saying? Where am I not expressing my truth? Where am I not expressing my desires? Because these emotions that can be coming up is because it's stuck energy. We're not expressing ourselves. We're not saying something. Maybe we haven't healed from something that happened years ago, right? So just sitting with that. And this is the great time of our phase to really get reflective and just sit with that. And as we become and turn more inward during this phase, like just trust your intuition of what is coming up. And allow this intuition to guide you with any big life decisions. If you do have some big decisions that you have to make, I would suggest you could reflect on it now. But if it's not like it needs to be made in this moment, wait until your bleed and make that decision on your bleed. If you can't wait till your bleed, this is actually also a good time because we are so intuitive that you could reflect and make that decision right now. Another amazing superpower that we have during this phase is that we are bullshit detectors. So we could pick things up if someone actually is bullshitting us. But in saying that, it's also a good time because we're so in tune, it's a good time to do audits. So, you know, if you are in the finance world for work, you could do it for that. But even just doing audits for your own finances, audits for your life, where do you get to declutter? What do you get to release? Take a moment and just think, what is no longer serving me? And if it's not serving you, then this is your opportunity to let that go and declutter. So one thing I do want to warn you about this phase is this is the phase where you may be feeling more hungry. And this is also the phase where you start getting those cravings. You may be getting those cravings for sugar, sweets, the processed foods, you know, kind of the things that aren't necessarily very healthy for you. So it actually is natural for us to feel a little more hungry and honor your body if you need a little more food, but feed it with nutrient-dense foods, foods that are actually going to nourish and help you, right? So to help with those cravings, having root vegetables, stuff like your beets, sweet potatoes, having foods higher in fiber also help. And yes, if you're having a little bit of a sugar craving, that is okay. But a great way to help with that is to have cacao. So it is chocolate, but it's the healthier version of chocolate. And what's great about it is cacao has magnesium in it. And magnesium actually helps with our mood. So that could kind of help with women that are feeling more moody during this phase. So just a couple things on that. I'm not going to get too much into nutrition today. But speaking of the mood, I just want to add one little tip as well. So if you do notice you are a little bit more critical of yourself during this time, then maybe stay off social media or stay away from people that aren't supportive of you, that make you question yourself more or people that are more judgmental. Like, just really hold boundaries during this time and honor your body. Like I already said, if it's not a fuck yes, then it's a no, and it is okay, and just honor that, right? So lastly, let's get into our menstrual phase. Yes, this is the time of our bleed. For some women, they absolutely hate this phase. And, you know, there's a lot of things that come up with it, whether it's emotional stuff, menstrual cramps, headaches, the bloating, just feeling uncomfortable, so many things, right? And then there's other women, and I could speak for myself, I celebrate this time. After losing my period for 7 months, I really honor the time. And I treat it as a sacred time. So this is a time that you really may feel like you have no energy. And this may be the time you walk into the gym and you're like, why am I here? I have no energy, right? That's normal. So, you know, take a couple days off. You don't need to train. You just get back into your body, do some breath work, maybe a light yoga practice, or you do absolutely nothing. Our hormones are at their lowest point during this time. So this is why you are feeling like you have less energy. During this time, though, we are most connected to ourselves. We are most connected to source, to the universe, to spirit, whatever you want to say, whatever you believe in. And with this, you may notice that you are having more dreams that you actually remember. You wake up in the morning and you're like, wow, that was a wild dream, or that was an amazing dream. And take a moment and reflect, what was this dream telling me? Because we do get messages in our dreams. So we are even more intuitive during this time. We're more tuned in. So just paying attention to these things, right? And as we bleed, I mean, I think this is a beautiful thing that doesn't get talked about, is every month on a physical level, as we go through our bleed, it is a physical detox. We're detoxing what is inside of us. But not only is it a physical detox, this could be or is an emotional detox as well. So as you are releasing from your body physically, what else can you release from your life? What is not serving you? Let this go on your bleed, right? And you could even journal about this. I release this, I release that, and just getting very clear of what's not serving you. And the beauty with this release is as we start our next cycle, it is a rebirth. So we release what's no longer serving us, and then we create space to allow for whatever we are calling in to our life. We allow space for that to come into our life. So think, we get to do this every single month. And this is what I mean when we really tap in to these superpowers, to this energy, to the magic, whatever you want to refer to it as, there, it is very beneficial to us. So if you remember, I was just talking in the luteal phase how if you have a decision to make, in the luteal phase, you're more intuitive. That is a good time to make that decision. But if you wait until your actual bleed to actually bleed on it, and this release of what no longer serves you and just being even more intuitive, this is a good time if you can wait to make that decision that you can do it now. So just a reminder that if you do have any big decisions to make, whether it's choosing between two jobs, whether you should move, whether you should leave this relationship you're in, right? So really just connecting with yourself and bleeding on it and deciding, right? And not only do we get these dreams, but you may notice that you're getting downloads and just visions. So just really paying attention and listening to that. So I hope what I've shared has been very helpful for you. And I'm just going to highlight it one last time. Every woman's different. Everything that I've shared, you may not experience, but it kind of gives you an idea of what you could be looking for. And at the end of the day, it's just honoring yourself, honoring your body, and honoring where you're at. And when you tap into this stuff and you have these moments where you want to be by yourself, when you realize where you are in your cycle and why this is coming up, then you could also communicate that to people in your life. Like, you know, I hear of men saying, oh, my wife, you know, she's just PMSing and she's crazy and this and that. But if you could communicate this to your partner, I'm sure that's going to help a lot with maybe any tension that comes up in that time. And then he'll understand and be like, okay, she needs her space. I'll take the kids. So it is so important, women, when we really just tap into our womb, into our magic, into our body, so that we really learn what is going on with us. With all of this being said, I have a very exciting announcement here. I have been working on a book. It's actually a journal, and it's about to get released any moment. I'm waiting for the official first copy to arrive in my hand. So if you want to learn how to really tap into these energies and reflect on this day to day, this journal is going to help you with that. I got perfect reflection questions for every day and then for each phase that I've spoke on to, right? Your follicular, ovulation, luteal, and of course, menstruation. So I got questions, and it's just going to help you connect with your cycle. It's going to cover 3 months. And some of this information that I shared today is also at the beginning of the journal. So then you will always be able to kind of go back to and be like, okay, what should I potentially be feeling at this time? Why is this happening? So because it isn't officially released yet, my email, my Instagram will be in the show notes. If you contact me and just write journal, I will get you on the email list and let you know as soon as this is available. For those of you that do purchase it within the first week, once it is officially launched, I will be hosting a workshop, a free workshop for everybody that purchases in that first week. And this workshop will go even a little bit deeper into what I spoke into today. I will answer any questions that any women have. And I will also speak into a little bit more of the nutrition and exercise stuff that I didn't get into today. So my mission here is just to help women really connect with their bodies and empower you, as I always say, to be badasses in all areas of your life. So I look forward to being with you ladies again next week. Have an awesome week.